From the KRCC newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. It was standing room only last night as more than 100 people came out to watch the unveiling of the design for the new Pikes Peak Summit Complex. KRCC's Madeline Schmidt reports.
The final design is based on the first of the four options, but also incorporates elements from other designs that received positive feedback. The two-story plan features floor-to-ceiling windows exposing views of nearby Mount Rosa, as well as a cafe area and large outdoor deck for viewing. Manager of Pikes Peak America's Mountain, Jack Glavin, says the design focused on not taking away from the natural beauty of the summit.
Some of the big things that people liked was the site location was, say, the minimal impact as far as the environmental concerns and the landmarks went. Also the fact that a minimal building.
Architects are planning on using materials like granite and pine wood to further help the building blend in and mimic the mountain. Construction should start early in 2017 and is expected to take a couple of years to complete. For KRCC News, I'm Madeline Schmidt.
Wind turbine manufacturer Vestas says it will begin buying steel from an Evraz mill in Oregon for its turbine tower-making factory in Pueblo. Steelmaker Evraz has a mill in Pueblo but does not produce steel plate there. The steel will be shipped to Pueblo by rail. Vestas currently buys steel plate from several suppliers, including plants in North Carolina, Iowa, and South Korea. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.